So God, being the just and the perfect God, will not break his own rules. And one rule is he will not force grace upon any of us. We must freely choose it. And that's why the proclamation of the dogma is so important. This would be the vicar of Jesus, in the name of all humanity, saying, yes, we acknowledge that Mary is the co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. And when this happens, not if, but when it happens, my friends, we will see a historic release of grace. And so is this dogma relevant? Is this just something for the theologians? Quite the contrary. The common people understand this dogma in their hearts. The common people who pray the rosary and make consecration and wear the scapular, they know that she is a co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. And when this is proclaimed, we will see a release of grace of historic proportion. And that's why we need the dogma. We need the dogma for this triumph of the Immaculate Heart. It's the key that unlocks the triumph. I will give you just one image here. Imagine the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which we also celebrate today in some places because yesterday was the Feast of the Sacred Heart. Imagine the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and imagine, if you will, a cage in her heart. And imagine in that cage is a dove. And it's the dove of the Holy Spirit. Because as St. Maximilian tells us, the Holy Spirit acts only through Mary, his human spouse. He did so the first time to bring us the Redeemer, and he repeats his perfect plan for a new Pentecost. So in the heart of Our Lady, imagine a dove in a cage. When the Pope proclaims the dogma, it will be unlocking that cage. And the Spirit will come, and the Spirit will bring his gifts. And what will that mean? It means grace, redemption, peace. That means mitigation for our sins. That means help and remedy for things like China and Myanmar and terrorism in the world and terrorism in the womb with abortion and stopping us from the greatest offense we can give God the Father with cloning. The Spirit will convict us of sin, and that will prepare the way for a new redemption. That's why this dogma is absolutely relevant to today, to the church, to the world, to each one of us. I want to speak finally about the Lady of All Nations. As we all know, the movement for the Fifth Marian Dogma did not start in 1945. It started in the 1920s with Cardinal Mercier of Belgium, the great cardinal, and Father Maximilian Kolbe. And before 1920 had hit, Cardinal Mercier already had gathered hundreds of bishops for petitions and presented it to the Holy Father for the solemn definition of Our Lady's universal mediation, which included co-redemption. And St. Maximilian took that and went forward. And then in 1943, the Dutch bishops of this country consecrated this country to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and used the titles co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate. So is there any wonder why 2 years later, Our Lady answered the invitation of the bishops of this country to come to this land? She always is obedient to the hierarchy of the church. And then we have heavenly confirmation and a heavenly call for this proclamation of the dogma. So while it would be incorrect to say that the dogma rests on private revelation, which it never could, it is correct to be grateful, to thank God and his mother that this happened here. And that, in fact, we have the courage to say, yes, this is a confirmation from the mother of God about everything that is part of what this is concerning. I want to read just a few messages from the Lady of All Nations, not only about the dogma, but about the people of Amsterdam